Did you know that Business Insider reported that in 2016, over 68 million people watched documentary films on Netflix? How do filmmakers create a documentary that both resonates with an audience and helps to preserve local history? Matt Kelly, filmmaker and CEO of Human Being Productions, talks about the company's mini documentary series, Traditions. Each video in the series centers on the history of a Maryland institution.
By nature, documentary filmmakers are a lot like prospectors. Sure, it requires a little creativity and resourcefulness, but really, you're just trying to do a good job at getting at something that's already there. Then, once you've got it, you take it to market with the hope that people will believe it has value. When we first started our microdoc series, Traditions, we knew that we wanted to create something specific to Baltimore, and that whatever it was should have value. But exactly what that meant to us was a little hard to peg. Eventually, we landed on the history of Baltimore, and to some extent, the Chesapeake Bay. After a few weeks of trying to find a subject for the video, it was an unassuming walk downtown that led to an episode on G. Krug & Son, America's oldest still-running ironworks. In a similar manner, we stumbled upon the Museum of Dentistry, which proudly displays a set of George Washington's dentures. In both cases, what stood out in the stories was the level of importance placed in our links to the past. Soon after releasing the first few videos of Traditions, it became clear that for every curiosity we had about the history of Baltimore, there was already a community of people, sometimes organized, sometimes not at all, who believed that the preservation of a certain part of our collective history mattered. I can't help but think about a visit we took to the Chesapeake Bay Maritime Museum and the old wooden boats they restore using centuries-old techniques and little more than hand tools. I think about the energy crisis and sea level projections. Then I think about what would happen to those techniques if a handful of people didn't take on the responsibility of teaching the trade to future generations. While for some, traditions are about passing on wisdom, for others it can be about honoring the struggles of the past and inspiring future generations. Regardless of the reasons, it had become clear to us that Maryland's history and its traditions are of an incredible value to much of its citizenry, even if it can't be clearly quantified. You see it in the automatic rock star status given to writers like Edgar Allan Poe by people who've never read his work, or our refusal to abandon our brand loyalty to National Bohemian Beer, even though it's now owned by a huge corporation not local to Baltimore and is brewed out of state. But that's just the vibe I get. And like I said, documentarians are essentially prospectors. We can assess the value of the work we do, but not of our final product. That's a job for the audience.
To watch the series or to learn more about Human Being Productions, visit humanbeingproductions.com. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WYPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.